Well, sir, I used to be right smart on skates when I was a boy down home. Yes, sir. I could outskate anything on our mill pond. Well, sir, I got down here to New York and I was looking around and I seen a sign where it said skating and allowed I'd just go in and have a skate. Well, I got on the inside and a fella come up to me, says, "Can you skate?" I told him, calculated as how I could. Well, he called over a boy and he strapped a pair of toy automobiles on my feet and said, "Now don't forget the skate, boy." Well, sir, I calculated I'd just show them city folks a few capers, and by gosh, I did. First thing allowed I'd do would be the two-step. Well, I'd done it. Just two steps, that was all. Well, sir, that floor was slicker than greased lightning, and them wheels was the most uneasy little critters. One foot went northeast and the other went southwest, and I don't know just why the rest of me went to. Well, sir, I'd done the Philadelphia twist, the figure eight, the spread eagle, the inside roll, and the outside roll all at once. Well, when I come to, there was a lot of fellers standing around me, and one had liniment, another had ice water, and another one had something to smell in a bottle, and they got me on my feet and told me to try it over again. But my ambition for skating was gone, and so was my watch and chain. Well, I got them darn little wheels off of my feet, and I throwed them at that boy just to show him I didn't forget him, and I got out of there. Well, when I got on the outside, the first thing I seen was a feller rolling all over the sidewalk, and I said to a gentleman standing there, "What's the matter of him?" He said, "Well, I guess he's got a skate on." I guess, by gosh, he had. That's the way it acted on me.